Hachette Audio presents The Girls of August, written by Anne Rivers Siddons, read by Kate Redding. To Allison, with dearest love. Prologue. Of all the 15 summer houses, the first one was the best. That's what we all agreed on, for a while anyway, until we grew wiser, more measured in our joy, more careful with the doling out of praise. Funny, we rarely agreed unanimously on anything, but for years there had been no doubt about the Colleton house. At first glance, it had seemed designed brick, board, and shingle for the girls of August. A silly name for four women who, after a decade and a half of never missing an August together, were adrift in middle age, fretting over crow's feet and reaching for skin cream. It had seemed silly to us even when we were in our 20s, when one of our husbands, had it been Mac or Oliver, no one could remember, coined it the first summer we'd taken a beach house together, back when our men were still residents in med school. We were not girls even then. Strictly speaking, I don't think some of us ever were. But it had been August, and somehow after that first time it always was. Odd how that week, the second week, to be exact, because it gave us time to breathe before school and fall and the holidays, had cemented itself into our lives.
It's like